a new way of treating people with asthma has halved the number of patients ending up at the South's accident and emergency departments. The trial was so successful it's been extended to help people with other breathing problems as well. And our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake joins me with more on this from Portsmouth. So, Dominic, this has actually got a name, Mission Asthma. Tell me more.
Well, it's really designed to help people who've got uncontrolled asthma, Jules, because that can have such a big impact on your quality of life. And in fact, people affected by that frequently end up needing the help of their GP, often have to take powerful drugs, and sadly, all too often end up in the emergency department. In fact, as many as 3,000 visits in a typical year. So this project was launched by the Wessex Academic Health Science Network, and it gave 150 patients right across our area instant access to a whole battery of specialists and diagnostic tests, and those people came up with a detailed plan for each one of these patients, and the results were dramatic: a 24% drop in the number of prescriptions for oral steroids, a 25% drop in the number of GP visits, and perhaps most dramatically of all, a 50% drop in the number of people ending up in A&E amongst this group, Jules.
And you've been talking to someone who actually took part in the trial.
Yes, that's right, and she's a great advocate for it. Her name's Anna from Petersfield. Now, she was diagnosed with late onset asthma at the age of 55, but for the last 7 years she really endured severe problems, especially during the winter. But now, as a result of being involved in this project, she's so much better that she describes the whole experience as life-changing.
I feel as if I'm in control again. I don't even entertain the idea that, you know, oh, I'm going to be a poor old disabled person who goes downhill every winter and can't really deal with a chronic condition. I feel as if I'm the one that's in control. I know what to do. I know how to deal with it. It's not getting any worse. Indeed, it's getting better. And I feel as if that whole team, the Mission team, are available to me to talk any time, so I feel really well supported.
Is it going too far to say that it's life-changing?
I think it is life-changing, and my impression at the time that I took part in the trial was that it would be a massively effective way of dealing with all sorts of other chronic conditions.
That's Anna from Petersfield, and good to hear a trial is life-changing. Listening to that is Speciality Registrar Dr. Claire Roberts, who's with us now live on BBC Radio 7. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
You must be delighted to hear that.
Yes, we're very pleased with the results and also that it's made such a difference to patients like Anna.
And take me through the figures, because asthma's a big issue, isn't it?
Yes, it's a huge issue for patients and for the NHS. There are about 5.5 million people in the UK with asthma, but in our area here, we actually have a higher admission rate to hospital than is expected for our population, so lots of patients have uncontrolled symptoms. And there's also, around the country, about 500,000 people who have severe asthma, which means they have lots of symptoms, lots of hospital admissions, going to see their GP, and a huge impact on their quality of life.
And how much of Mission Asthma is actually about helping the patient to manage it?
So that's one of the kind of the central points of the project was, one, we were looking for patients who had uncontrolled symptoms, were going to hospital a lot or going to their GP a lot. And then when we saw them, we did lots of tests to try and characterise their asthma. But also we did an education session, and every patient got a detailed self-management plan that was personalised to them, which was then followed up with a personalised letter. So they knew exactly what was going on, what their test results were and what we recommended.
And the results are, in terms of a project like this, spectacular, weren't they?
Yes, we're very pleased. I mean, as Dominic was saying, the number of patients going to A&E in the group that we saw is dramatically reduced. And also, in the 6 months before the project, there were 6 hospital admissions, but in the 6 months afterwards, there's been no one from our group who's been to hospital, which
really?
Is fantastic.
That's amazing. Could this be used for other conditions?
Yes, so it's inspired us to sort of carry on with the model of going to the GP clinics and running these clinics. So we're actually currently running a project in COPD called Mission COPD, which we're doing around the area. So we're going to Borden Badgers Wood Surgery tomorrow, and then we're going to Broon in Gosport and Homewell Curlew in Havant to see patients with COPD, which is another respiratory condition that affects people's breathing.
Well, look, will you let us know how you get on? Because this could make a real difference for many people's lives. Thank you for being there.
Of course we will. And I'll just say, if anyone is interested in the COPD clinics, and they can obviously contact us, so we've got a phone number if that's of any use.
It certainly is. Hold on. If I can write it down, everyone else can. Let me grab my pen. So go for it.
So the Mission COPD mobile number is 07525 802.
Yep.
802.
Yep.
818. And Dr. Lanning is manning that phone.
818. I will pass that on to our team on the Newsmaker line as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being there this morning. Dr. Claire Roberts, also our reporter Dominic Blake, and that number again. So if you are interested in getting involved in a similar project to do with COPD, then here's that number, 07525 802 818. OK, that's 07525 802 818.